Nice to see you again.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Turso. I'm here with a repeat guest. Miss Sue Gresham is going to be joining us for the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th. And Sue's specialty is LinkedIn. So if you are a coach or a consultant or anything like that, and you want to be getting more clients on LinkedIn, Sue is your gal. So, Miss Sue, can you introduce yourself for the people that have not had the pleasure of meeting you yet?
Well, I think you just did a great job, but I am Sue Gresham, also known as the LinkedIn Lady, and I work with entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and service providers. So that's right where you people are, helping you learn how to use LinkedIn, not just learn it, but really maximize it. Use it so that it's going to help you grow your authority and your brand and your business and all of those things that you want to have happen when you use LinkedIn.
Yeah. So first question for you, what's the biggest mistake you see people making when they're using LinkedIn?
Well, I think the biggest mistake, especially because this is very timely, we're at the beginning of the year, is not having the things updated that need to be updated on their profile. You know, we go through this whole year-end process, right, of reevaluating how our year went, creating our goals. You know, we look at our wins, we look at our losses, all of that stuff, right? Well, along the way, your business changed somehow. It might be a new product you're offering. It could be a new avatar client that you're going after. And like me, you maybe won, and I would say like me, but I won an award last year. And that is the kind of stuff that needs to get updated on your LinkedIn profile at the beginning of the year. It should be one of those things that it's just automatic. You change your calendar, you update your LinkedIn profile, and make it so that it's relevant to what you're looking for this year.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I won an award too. So I did update my profile. I was very proud of myself that I went in and updated that on my LinkedIn profile. I was very proud.
And congratulations on your award, by the way.
Thank
very
you,
well deserved.
Thank
I
you,
saw
thank
that.
You.
Awesome. Yep. Yep.
So what is there what's the word I'm looking for here? It's like a hidden gem of LinkedIn, like the thing that people just don't know is there. They don't realize that this is a tool that they could really use to help them boost something. It's like, what is the hidden secret of LinkedIn that we just don't know about?
Well, to be honest with you, there's a bunch, but if we're going to talk about something practical, let's talk about practical that you can get your hands on today that you can use. Okay. There is a thing, it's a report that you can get from LinkedIn, and it's called a copy of your data. And the reason that this is a hidden gem is that when you go into the settings area and you get the copy of your data, you will get a list of a lot of amazing things. You'll get a CSV file that will be filled with the list of who your connections are, and the list of your followers, and the list of the posts that you made this past year. Now, I don't know if it's 100% all there, but I know most of it is. Okay. And some of the other things that what you can be doing then is like that list, that CSV list of all of the people that you are connected to. You can change it, you can morph it, you can add columns to it, all of that. And that can become a part of your CRM.
Right.
Now, wait, but what I'm going to tell you is don't automate. I mean, if you try to upload it to your CRM, that's fine. But remember that the people that you're connected to on LinkedIn are not looking to be sold to. They have not given you permission to email them.
Yep.
But it's a great tool for being able to keep track of who you are connected to so that then you can find another way to reach out. And what's really cool about that is that it lists it based on when you connected with them. So you can do a sort and you can see who you connected with at the very beginning of your life on LinkedIn or in different phases or different times. And so you can use it to your advantage in a lot of different ways to use it the right way to grow your business.
Yes.
Without spamming.
Right. And I think that's, you know, you and I have had this conversation many of times that LinkedIn, the dirty DM feature, is really kind of what deters me from going to use it more often, because I'm like, oh God, like, as I know as soon as I ex press accept this connection. Here comes the instant message. And immediately, let's hop on a call. And I'm like, I don't know you. And I don't like it. It's this thing where I just feel like they're just trying to get me on a call so they can sell me something. Not that they genuinely want to connect with me. So
right.
Much more, just anybody who's listening, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. If you send me a you can tell when it's a spammy, when it's a template, right? If you send me a genuine, hey, how are you? Great to connect, whatever. And then, you know, ask a question or whatever, and I will respond, and then the conversation happens, and then it's like, hey, I'd love, like, should we connect? Absolutely. Here's my calendar. Like, I am more likely when it's not a templated canned response, right? How do you feel right. about that? Like,
I'm 1,000% with you, Elaine. 1,000%. And there seems to be this group of people that have businesses where they talk about being able to 10x your sales and 5x and 3x and whatever number they want to, you know, and I can get you 50 appointments. Guess what? I can't manage 50 appointments in a week. No. And I don't think anybody else can. So when they start doing that stuff, that's those spammer, botter, icky people that we're talking about. Yeah. But here's the thing. This past year, 2023 is almost over now. Mm-hmm. This past year, they have been out in droves going after coaches and consultants.
Yep.
And I mean, like 9 out of 10 of my invites are those kinds of people. And so the best thing you can do is you can click the ignore button, mm-hmm. and you can also go in and you can block them.
Oh.
And you can do that actually from their profile, or you can do that from the invite itself, unless something has changed recently, because a bunch of things changed in the last few weeks but idea here is when you're starting to get those, block those people.
Yeah.
And they can't get in touch with you again. They won't see your stuff that you're posting, and you're not going to see them.
Okay.
And they're gone.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know. Maybe I didn't know that there was a block feature.
That's something we should talk about. Yeah. Idea. I'm writing this down.
Yes. The block feature. I just learned. So Google and Outlook both now have a block sender feature that you can do on desktop. I can't find it on mobile, but being a part of Polkadot Powerhouse and the legacy team, I get emails from people that want to loan me money as part of Polkadot Powerhouse all the time. Oh. And they send like 4 emails in a row, right? And so I discovered the right click block feature. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Because they also don't give you a way to unsubscribe. Like, these are, right, totally breaking the laws. And so I'm like, nope, get out. Like, get out of my inbox. I don't even know. Yes. I am not the decision maker for Polkadot. Why are you sending me these messages?
Because you're on a list.
Because I'm on a list somewhere, which I wish I could get off of. But yeah, so just know, just a little tip for you there. Google and Outlook both have a block feature now, which I'm loving.
Awesome. And now you know LinkedIn does. So here we go,
yes,
right?
Now I get to use that block button very aggressively.
I definitely, you know, best practices, especially for LinkedIn, is that you want to get into LinkedIn. You want to be connecting to get to know people from a real relationship standpoint. And what we'll be talking about in the summit is about how to use that to build know, like, and trust.
Yes.
Because as coaches, you know, nobody's going to do business with you if they don't trust you.
Yeah.
And so, and there's not a real fast, easy way to get to trust.
Yep.
But there is a solid way to get to trust.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to be focusing on as coaches in order to grow our business.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned, because I was going to say, what can people expect to learn from me at the summit?
There we go. Right. Well, and especially because most coaches, you know, we're not out there advertising on Facebook. Some are, right? Or on Instagram or some of those other places, or TikTok or whatever. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is we've got to be a little more organic about things.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though. That's what people want. People don't want to be sold to on to be honest with you, on any of those platforms, right?
Right.
Okay. And so if we talk about how to build your brand and how to build your authority organically, it's going to last you a whole lot longer.
Yeah.
And you'll also then be, you'll become top of mind. And the other thing too, is if you're like me, most of your business comes from referrals.
Yes.
Okay.
Really
and so that's what, and so it's the trust, not just with, it's not just with the people that you've already done business with, but it's the people that you want to have them remember you, so that they'll say, oh, you know what? I know this lady, and she's the LinkedIn lady, and she can help you.
Yeah.
Whether I help them or not, whether they were a client, that's still where the business comes from.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to talk about, that. I know we don't have hours and hours at the summit, but there's lots of ways that we can figure this out to get this information to you.
And just an FYI, Sue has also provided some additional content for us, right? So if you become a participant of the summit for $47, which is very affordable, will get access to all of the panelists have all submitted additional content. So you're going to hear from them for 5 minutes at the summit and then go into a breakout room, a mastermind, but you'll have access to all of this really great content where they're going in deeper. So when you hear them speak, you're like, oh my God, that was amazing. Imagine what's in that 20 to 30 minute talk that they gave, where they're going to give you more additional information and tips and tricks and tutorials and all the things that you know that you need to know in order to really expand yourself in that area. So I do think that LinkedIn is one of those, it's a sleeper, right? It's one of the platforms that people sleep on the most. And I know, and I say this every single time, I want to get better at LinkedIn. I do. Every time we talk, I'm like, yeah, I want to get better at LinkedIn. I do. I say it. And I saw Mindy and Christine of Diamond are doing a LinkedIn sprint. Do you know what a sprint is?
Well, tell me about it.
Apparently what they're doing is they're downloading their stats, like you were talking about, and then being like super intentional in order to increase their numbers in certain areas or whatever. And then whoever has the most increase at the end is the winner. I don't know. So I'm like, that's an opportunity, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Another idea. You know, I'm thinking about doing a little mini boot camp.
There you go.
Running a little boot camp, and that might be one of the pieces to add to it. See, this is good. Look at, I have my pen out. I'm the one that's taking all the notes. What's that? Love it.
We learn from each other, right?
We do.
That's how we learn. We learn from each other. Everybody has different experience and whatever, and together we can achieve more, right?
Absolutely. That's right.
Yes. So if you have not yet gotten your tickets to the summit, obviously, you know, they want to go way back, right? So we are very comfortable with each other. That's why we have these just conversations. So, but definitely get your tickets to the summit. You'll see, you can get them at elevateyourcoachingsummit.com, and we'll see you guys on January 17th at the summit.
Can't wait.
Thank you, Sue. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.